shut your mouth. Especially if you were on
a... I haven't started talking yet.
On an amusement park ride in Ohio. I guess Ohio, it is really bad right now with the cicadas, the bug, that they had to warn people before they get on the roller coaster, do not open your mouth because there's a good chance you are going to swallow a cicada.
Yeah.
I'm good. I probably would not want to go on that roller coaster because even if you keep your mouth shut, if the cicadas are that thick, like, aren't they slapping you in the face?
Probably.
You get a black eye from a cicada?
A little painful.
I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
No worse feeling than swallowing a bug. That happened to me over the weekend, actually.
You swallowed a bug?
Yeah, not intentionally. We're out in
protein
in the backyard, in the garden. Tori was doing her thing, and I was holding Banks, and I was just kind of chit-chatting with her, and all of a sudden... It's probably like the smallest gnat in the world. Flew back into my mouth and hit my, what's that, your uvula? The little dangly thing in the back of your throat. And I was like, she's like, what's wrong? I was like, I swallowed a bug. She's like, okay, you're fine. I was like,
Get over it, Anthony.
I was trying to like make myself like just gag it up and I couldn't do it. It was very dramatic. I'll tell you that.
You okay? Dramatic?
I know.
No.
I know. But I did not like that knowing that a bug had entered my mouth uninvited. Get out of there.
And it's buggy season right now because thankfully I have Corky's Pest Control come out. So the bugs are at bay a little bit at my house. But at the baseball field, they are crazy right now. It's like you got to spray down and get ready before you go out.
And it's just not fun to be outside because you're constantly like swiping around your face and they just, as I hit the microphone,
it's like, that's the microphone.
Yeah, not my favorite time of season.
Okay, so what was your last bug encounter? Did you accidentally swallow a bug like Anthony? Was it the cicadas taking over the amusement park? What happened to you? What was your run-in? We want to hear. You could call or text us at 888-431-3764. We are bugging out over this story coming out of Ohio where they are warning people on the roller coaster, do not open up your mouth because the cicadas are so bad. That's a giant bug out there that you might swallow one.
It's no fun, though, on a roller coaster, not being able to scream.
Well, can you imagine? You're like, take a cicada to the back of the throat. One of our favorite singers that we've had the pleasure of knowing for many, many years actually just posted a video of her bug encounter. So we called Dani Rose to give us her story of what happened at her most recent show.
So we were playing this weekend in Illinois, and you can see on the video like how many bugs are literally flying just like through the air. And so when you're on stage and there's lights on you, then the bugs are even more attracted to you. So like every time I opened up my mouth, it was like a flycatcher. But it was like, I don't even know what kind of bugs I was eating, but I was eating a lot of bugs. And like at one point, like I kind of choked a little bit.
See, I was surprised. You seem like you didn't skip a beat.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of, the show must go on no matter what happens. We still have to sing.
It's so gross.
I'm so glad you think so.
I wouldn't even think of that. Yeah, it's going to be worse on stage because they have those giant lights.
They're attracted to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to this one from the 909. Says, when we got married, the officiant got really choked up during the ceremony. And we had never met him prior to our wedding. So we were wondering what the emotional attachment was. It wasn't until after the wedding when he told us that there was a bug that flew in his mouth and he was trying not to throw up.
Bride and groom are thinking, oh my gosh, this is so sweet. He's thinking, oh, don't puke.
Not on her shoes.